fire postpones classes at a Christian school in Iraq. An East Meets West camp experience opens new doors for ministry. And a dollar a day makes a big difference in the lives of isolated tribes. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As bombs continue to explode in and around Baghdad, Iraq, Partners International is working alongside Kurdish Christians and the Gospels having an impact. They helped establish three schools. Partners Francisco Velasquez says one school suffered a major setback this week.
The first day of school, a fire broke out in the building. An electrical circuit went bad and the building was heavily damaged. But we are praising God that none of the students was there.
With partners' assistance, a new school was already being constructed. Government leaders support the English Christian education by donating the land and sending their children. Velasquez says children are taking their Christian education home with them, and parents are seeing a difference.
They realize that the Christian faith is not a faith of the crusaders. It's not a faith of the military oppressors. It is actually a faith that can touch a kid, make him a better citizen, that can uplift a family. And they are embracing it.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, it was 2 years ago today that Chechen terrorists stormed school number one in Beslan, Russia. The two-day siege in the northern Caucasus left more than 300 people dead, half of them children. However, through the tears and pain, Russian ministries Paul Tokarczuk says the church has been mobilized.
They really took advantage to share the gospel with local society, door to door, visit them, invite them in the church facilities to help especially unbeliever people to get rid of the grief and counseling type of work.
People came to Christ as a result. One-on-one ministry was just the beginning of their outreach. Now they have youth ministry, leadership training, and more. With 40 ethnic groups in the region, they plan to reach the Muslim community.
Especially in Ingushetia and Chechnya, and then go to Dagestan as well. Praise God, we have very good connection and building a relationship with those groups.
Pray for funding and, more importantly, energetic leaders to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says a team from his home church went to China to teach in an English camp in Sichuan Province. It's the brainchild of a registered church pastor in Chengdu.
God put on his heart to do more than what he would be able to do through the registered church. And so he went ahead and founded Huame organization that allows for foreigners to come and conduct these short-term English camps in various high schools.
Berkland explains the spiritual instruction came outside the classroom.
The whole purpose being to give them a more practical training in conversational English, and then through that process, let the students in China get to know about Jesus Christ, about God, and so forth. The significance of all that is that it can be done legally.
The end result? Likely more teams with church-to-church connections between the U.S. and China. Elsewhere, Greater Europe Missions team in Portugal is asking for prayer for more Christian workers to prepare for ministry at the Portuguese Bible Institute, College of Evangelical Theological Education. Why? The seven northern and northeastern provinces are strongly Catholic and relatively few evangelical churches exist. Since many church groups in Portugal still have no trained pastors or leaders, the need for the school is clear. And in the remote regions where Mission Aviation Fellowship serves, daunting geographical barriers isolate people living in remote areas. MAF flies in both people and supplies in support of all forms of mission work. They're also looking for other believers to come alongside and adopt a plane. A dollar a day sponsorship helps cover fuel and maintenance costs for MAF planes to continue flying throughout the world, taking the gospel into hard-to-reach places. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better and why a Christian influence through satellite television is so important. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.